Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel. The text is Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. The Reverend Peter Ill is preaching. The broadcast to chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the book of Genesis, chapter 15. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me, for I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus? And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household shall be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir. Your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and he counted it to him as righteousness. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets. But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Whenever a scripture reading begins with, after these things, it's good for us to go back and see what things this is coming after, because often it's a story that's been interrupted in the middle. Before Genesis 15, back in Genesis 14, Abram rescued his nephew Lot from Chedorlaomer and his allies, who had carried Lot off in their military conquest against the kings of Sodom and Gomorrah. And after Lot's rescue, Melchizedek, king of Salem and king of peace, came and blessed Abram and God, and Abram refused to receive any war spoil for himself. After his victorious rescue of Lot and his blessing from Melchizedek, once again the word of the Lord came to Abram. But that seems a little bit strange. The crisis was solved, and usually the word of the Lord comes, or we want it to come, in the middle of a crisis and in the middle of a problem. But the crisis is over, the problem resolved. Abram and Lot were secure, or so it seems to us. But when the word of the Lord came to Abram, Abram had a response to the comforting words of the Lord. The Lord promised to be Abram's shield, who would provide him a great reward. But in the middle of everything seeming to be okay from our perspective, Abram had another complaint. I have no heir for the blessings that you have promised me to receive. This guy from Damascus will receive my inheritance. Abram expressed his concern to the Lord. The same can be said of you, right? The Lord your God has acted for you, protecting you and preserving you, providing for his church, ordering his created world according to his good pleasure for you, and you and I still get a terrible case of whataboutism. What about this? What about that? We ask. We are desperate to know how God will handle all of the problems that we know that we face, not just the problems that we have seen him resolve. What about this and what about that? When things outside of us have good news, our focus jumps to the concerns that are near us and even inside his church. Our fears and our concerns and our anxieties dart around. When this is okay, then we have to worry about that or the other thing. Kind of like our attention flying around like an overactive ping pong ball. And then we express our concerns to God. Now that this or that is okay, God, are you going to deal with all these other problems here that I see? It seems like our rejoinders to God reveal that we fear that God won't act for us or keep his promises if we don't remind him. The Lord, though, does not respond to Abram with anger or with impatience. The Lord simply assures Abram that his own son will be his heir. Then the Lord took Abram outside and told him to look up at the stars. Can you count them? Well, if you can or if you can't, the Lord promised, your offspring shall be as numerous as the stars. Then Abram believed the Lord's promise and counted it to him as righteousness. Paul quotes this verse in Romans 4, and he emphasizes that faith is credited as righteousness not just to Abram, but to all who believe. Hear that, you who doubt and you who worry. Hear that, you who are concerned about the work of the church and the struggles of God's people. Hear that, you who feel the anxieties and the pressures of everyday life or extraordinary life pressing in on you from time to time. Hear that, you who are tempted to despair and doubt and futility. For all who believe, faith is counted to them as righteousness. You have a word from the Lord, as clear and as certain as looking up at the stars and receiving a vision from the Lord himself. In fact, you see, in a way that's even more clear than Abram, who wanted an heir, you see the heir of Abraham himself, the Son of God, the promised seed, crucified and risen. The one that you believe in, the one in whom your faith is founded, Jesus Christ, your Lord. He is the one who makes you righteous by the shedding of his blood for you. The Lord has fully answered your insecurities and your doubts and your fears by sending his own Son into the flesh. Because of the grace of God, there is nothing to fear. The Lord preserves and protects you, not only in rescue operations and in questions of who the heir will be, like he did for Abram, but the Lord provides for you eternal life in the kingdom of God, forgiveness and grace and certainty that he will never leave you nor forsake you, because you are the righteous who believe. And now that the Lord has resolved this and all of the other problems through the blood of Christ, there is nothing left to fear, because God's faithfulness to you is with you always. Believe that and live. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.